Pakistan's High Court has ordered the release of the alleged mastermind of the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. The court said there was not enough evidence that Zakir Rahman Lakhvi poses significant public risk. Lakhvi's lawyer says there is no bar on his client's release until the government raises a fresh case against him. This comes amid reports that India wants him tried for the attacks. Lakhvi was arrested shortly after the Mumbai attacks and then granted bail last December, but the government opposed his release. He is also accused of the kidnapping case of an Afghan national, but has been granted bail in that case. In January, India has accused the Pakistan-based extremist group Lashkar-e-Taiba over the Mumbai attacks that killed at least 166 people. We're going to cross over to Islamabad now. Joining us is investigative journalist Naveed Ahmed. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ahmed. Now, first of all, why is it that the Pakistani lawyers are being unable to get any charges to stick to Zakir Rahman Lakhvi?
Well, the charges have been tried by various trial courts, and eventually this has been found that the petitions are not maintainable against him. And Pakistani courts function independently, unlike probably the Indian ones. And there is a citizen who has certain rights, and there is a stringent process at the same time for those who are convicted terrorists who have against whom the government has proofs. So in case of many terrorists in Pakistan, they are being tried in the military courts. There are anti-terrorist courts as well. But the problem with Indian case on Mumbai attacks and its allegations on Pakistan has been that evidence is insufficient repeatedly. First of all, India gave evidence in Hindi language, which was not even readable in Pakistan. So probably Indians are not as serious in Mumbai attack investigations as they have been in a previous train accident, in a train tragedy that happened in India, which is called Samjhota Express. I think India needs to build the case more on legal grounds than political.
But Mr. Ahmed, looking at how Lakhvi is part of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, doesn't that automatically qualify him to be tried in a military tribunal, because Lashkar-e-Taiba is considered a terrorist organization in Pakistan as well?
Well, there is a suspicion and there are allegations, and he has been denying it. Pakistani government will and have acted on these individuals, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the government. I'm speaking as a seasoned legal correspondent who has reported on Supreme Court and judicial hearings for over a decade. And I can tell you, I have seen the files, I have seen the case, I have studied it, and there is no position that can be drawn from the available evidence that has come from Indian officials, Home Ministry and External Affairs to Pakistan to convict such a person. Pakistani government is still trying to keep him contained in a prison, and the release hasn't happened yet. The orders have been issued, and some other courts can challenge, and the release can be cancelled. But this is not the way Pakistan would be acting, and this is not the way Iran will act in case any individual has been alleged of doing some activity, unless proofs are provided. And in this case, as well as in many others, the proofs are insufficient, and the government eventually may lead such cases to the military courts. But we haven't gotten at that point. And on the other hand, there is also a situation with India whereby Samjhota Express criminals are at large for over a decade. So this is a big issue that needs to be settled on legal grounds, instead of India going to United Nations or India trying to create a media trial
right, but
against
let me just jump in
sovereign country.
There, we're quickly running out of time, Mr. Ahmed. Considering the history between India and Pakistan, it is hard to make this case non-politicized. It is a politicized case. What about the fact that India might object to this recent ruling? In the sense that it wants more urgency on the part of Pakistan when it comes to this case?
Well, India will object to any ruling that is not to its interest. Pakistan is an independent country, as is India, and as are the other neighboring countries, and there are legal procedures to be followed. And if the evidence matches, people can be executed, people can be jailed for life, and people can be released as well. I think we must understand that this is a legal case. I do get your point, and you have a very valid point about politicization of any dispute between India and Pakistan. That is going to happen, I admit it. But this is a legal case, and unless there is a legal framework which fits, which can be implemented on the individual, Pakistan may not be able to execute any of its citizens just because one political party, one group, or one country wants it.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's investigative journalist Naveed Ahmed joining us from Islamabad. Mr. Ahmed, it's a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.